Job interviews are designed for organizations to find the perfect candidate, but they're also a chance for applicants to figure out if this is a place that they'd like to work.
There's subtle and surprising clues at our workplaces, from the plants in the reception area to the dishes stacked in the break room. These nonverbal cues can speak volumes about a work climate.
Leah Fessler joins us now. She's a reporter and editorial fellow at Quartz Magazine. Leah, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, when did you first start thinking about these little things that might tell us more than we think they do about the places we work or the places we might want to work?
Yeah, for sure. So I think right now, you know, having a flashy, cool, kind of modern workspace is a really big thing. I'm 23 years old, and I think this is a really big draw for young people, especially when you're going on job interviews. So it's something that caught my eye kind of immediately when I began, you know, interviewing for full-time roles, especially at Quartz. We have a newly designed office, and you start to think, how does this represent the company culture? But a specific experience kind of that I speak about at the beginning of this piece that motivated me to look more deeply at these specific signs was noticing that there was a gallon of milk spilled in the refrigerator at Quartz, which is a communal refrigerator, and it was early in the morning, and you're kind of in one of these moral tests where you could walk away and nobody would see you and you wouldn't have to deal with sopping up the milk, or you could do the right thing. And I think oftentimes people do the right thing, but it's a matter of how they feel about doing that. So as I was cleaning up the milk, I was kind of evaluating. I had previously come from another job that I was very unsatisfied at and frequently not happy with, you know, the work and my environment necessarily. And so I thought, you know, would I have done this at my last job? And the answer was probably no. I probably would have, you know, notified somebody on the cleaning staff about the spill. But I realized, given both my satisfaction with Quartz and my feeling kind of more like an owner of the space, that I didn't, you know, obviously have a great time cleaning up the milk, but I was willing to do it. And that made me realize that there are signs, nonverbal physical signs within the office that really do evidence perhaps more strongly than what people might tell you on an interview what morale is like. Are people happy? I think this ownership mentality is really important. That signals engagement with your work and your colleagues. And I think I realized as I looked into this more that there were various physical signs of such ownership mentality.
Right. You talked to some behavioral experts and other experts about things to look for, especially when you're there for a job interview and you can sort of decode some of these signals. And one kind of interesting one, it's right at the top, is if the hiring authority offers you a beverage, you should always take it and figure out who's going to actually be the one getting you the drink.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It says a lot about hierarchy. I think it's a big work trend right now to foster a more meritocratic and less hierarchical workplace. This is really great in terms of mobility and also communication styles. I think it's really appealing to a lot of people right now. And so when you think, how can I actually tell if this is a meritocratic workplace, and more, is this just a respectful workplace, one really powerful piece of evidence about that, which Leanne Davey, one of the organizational psychologists I spoke with, mentioned, was seeing how support staff are treated. And this is one of the first things you can see, because generally when you walk into an office, you're immediately presented with a receptionist. And so, you know, usually you're sitting there waiting and someone, whether it's a hiring manager, someone else comes and says, can I get you, or are you interested in a coffee or tea or water? And so at that moment, you have the opportunity to say yes and not only get, hopefully get to go see what the kitchen looks like, which is a gold mine, but get to see, do they say, come on with me, or do they go get you the drink for you, which is like, as a person in authority, they're willing to do that. Or do they say to one of the members of the support staff or the receptionist, please go get Leah a drink or something? What that says is, it says a lot about the hierarchy and the communication style within the company, and whether they are willing to, you know, just help, everybody's willing to help it, help out, pitch in, take you to go get a drink. It's not like they necessarily need to follow the rules of a strict hierarchy and assign that lesser duty to someone else. And so that was an interesting sign, which also brings you to the kitchen. But it was also worth mentioning in terms of when you're first in the office, how people who are walking by treat the receptionist. Are they saying hi to him or her? Are they, you know, having a conversation with them as if, you know, they're just another teammate, or are they kind of ignoring them as if they were, you know, a piece of wall art that does things for them, which evidences a lot about the hierarchy and respect within the culture.
Right, and you mentioned the break room, which is another really fertile place to look for signs about how well it's cared for and what sort of the signage is in the break room. Apparently that's pretty common for there to be varying degrees of signs there. What should we look for to decode this?
Yeah, so, I mean, when it comes to the kitchen and the kitchen or kitchenette space within the break room, an obvious sign, if there's dishes everywhere and it's dirty, that's an obvious sign of, you know, lack of engagement or ownership. But what's a little bit more nuanced is the signage, particularly on the fridge. And so here what you want to look for is whether the signage is instructional or whether it's orienting. So if the signage on the fridge, like, for example, at Quartz here, we have two fridges. One says communal on it and one says personal. These signs are orienting. They're not telling me what to do or what not to do. They are just giving me information that allows me and infers trust in me to make an informed and respectful decision about my property and other people's property within the fridges. In contrast, a lot of fridges that you'll see will have signs, sometimes aggressive, but often just more instructional, like, this is a personal fridge, do not take other people's food, or on when you open up the fridge, are there sticky notes on everybody's food saying, you know, Jennifer's, do not touch. When you have more instructional signs like this, what that tells you is that at some point in time, there was an issue in which people were not respecting one another's property and their food and their lunches. And so that's a sign that maybe there's a lower level of trust or respect between employees in that workplace, and that someone from a higher level or an authority had to kind of impose regulation as opposed to there kind of being a bottom-up.
And you talk about how communal workspaces, open space work plans, I should say, are really popular right now. You'll see a lot of those, but you should also look for private spaces, even among those open space work plans. How come?
Yeah, so what this comes down to is this idea of whether the workplace encourages you to bring your whole self as a person and not just a employer, not just someone that produces things for the company. So in our as a whole self, we have emotions, we have life realities that sometimes we do need to deal with privately, and sometimes whether it's, you know, you're having an emotional day and you need to just take a break and let those feelings out in a space where you're not going to feel judged, or maybe, you know, especially for mothers when it comes to breastfeeding, things like that, or maybe you just need to have a personal conversation with a colleague that's not something you feel comfortable despite the open and sharing environment that an open layout provides having in public. And so what by providing these private spaces, what this says is that a company not only respects your privacy but cares about you as a full person and cares that you feel comfortable like you would at home or in other spaces having those private moments without feeling as if you're going to be judged or evaluated poorly based off of them.
Leah, thank you so much for sharing all this today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was reporter Leah Fessler. She's currently an editorial fellow at Quartz Magazine.